what the last 48 hours has shown us, particularly when it comes to court action against today's protest, is that the courts have upheld our right to protest. Whether you want to protest against the ANC, whether you want to protest about the price of bread at your local bakery, the courts have upheld that right to protest. And we're all pretty much fed up with the ongoing load shedding, even though downscaled to what stage are we on? Stage one, stage two at the moment? Well, stage two from later this afternoon. The EFF has called their day of protest. But another group of Capetonians will be staging their own, what they say is a peaceful protest against Eskom, and this on the 1st of April. To tell us more, Deanna Dalby. She's the convener of Rise and Shine South Africa, a group that she started about 2 months ago, and she's been trying to raise awareness with people in her community. I think it's in the Durbanville area, saying there's no use on just taking it on the chin, whether it be staging pickets, whether it be at busy intersections, whether it's a little bit of visibility of people's hatfulness with Eskom. We all have the right to do so. Deanna, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Lisa. I'm well, and you?
Very good, thank you. Look, we're all hatful. Gosh, it's probably my quota for using that word in today's show. But we're all fed up with Eskom and various issues around the state of our country. Well, why aren't you taking part in the EFF's national protest today, if you are so passionate about raising awareness and voicing public concern about the state of Eskom and other parts of this country?
Oh, well, that is a very simple one for me to answer. We are definitely not in alignment with the EFF's way of doing things. Mm-hmm. We are 100% not going to threaten people mm-hmm. if they do not exercise their own personal mm-hmm. right to protest. We are not going to cause havoc. We're not there to tell people to close your business. Mm. Guys, we are, I think you had a segment where it actually said our GDP has gone down. Mm. We cannot afford it. We've got people that are, if they don't work, they don't get paid. How do you take bread from somebody's table in times where we are at right now? We can't do that. Mm. It's never been our intentions. We are purely a platform. We're not even a movement. We call ourselves a platform for citizens to rise up from, to rise from the ashes and shine in the dark, not to put them into further darkness and bury them deeper in the ashes. Mm.
And that's still important. That's still important to say that we still have a political voice between five-year elections to put pressure, and whether it be picketing or whether it be boycotting or whether it be some form of peaceful political protest, we still have that right and we must exercise that right. And that's what you guys are doing with Rise and Shine, you say?
Absolutely, that is what we're doing. And you're also saying, you know, there's not everybody that can afford to go off the grid at these ludicrous expensive prices. So we've just simply got to either contend, keep quiet and contend, roll over. Or we can say, no, but we're not going to do that. Mm. You, the government, are accountable to us, the citizens. Mm. So basically, we are your employers.
Have you held protests and pickets before? I know you have another one planned in the Goodwood area on the 1st of April. No. Tell us a little bit more about your action.
All right, let me just, I need to quickly put the record straight. We're not having a picket in Goodwood. The plan was that we would have a slow drive from Goodwood into town where our protest action would start from Hanover Street to Parliament. We did not get disaster management approval for the slow drive. So we are staying within the parameters that were set out for us. Yeah. We will be meeting at Hanover Street parking, and we will be marching from there to Parliament, where we will hand over our memorandum.
Again, I appreciate your right to protest within the confines of the law. But this is often what people who do protest argue, that if we protest within the confines of the regulations that are there, that our voices are not heard and that we're sort of put to the side. You've not been given permission to do the slow drive from Goodwood to Cape Town. That would obviously have gotten people's eyes on you. Would have asked questions. Oh, what is this happening? Would have maybe even caused some people a little bit of inconvenience. And that is maybe how we agitate for change, by causing a little bit of inconvenience. You're saying that we want to do everything by the letter of the law, but sometimes by the letter of the law is less effective when you agitate just a little bit, Deanna.
I do agree with you on the fact that I don't really see a good enough reason for us not to have been able to do that. We are going to have quite a few bikers. So to the biking fraternity, thank you from the bottom of our heart for taking our hands on this. So we have got bikers that will be riding in from various clubs and meeting us at Hanover Street Parking. The idea was to have to drive with them from N1 City Goodwood. I can't really give you more information around why disaster management decided on that. I just do know that I do not want any rubber bullets into our crowds, and I do not want water cannons shooting into us. We have got vulnerable citizens, senior citizens that will be at the march. We have got children. We've got families that brings their children to teach them in the nicest of ways how to stand up for your rights.
And how to voice your political voice through protest. I appreciate your time, Deanna Dalby. They're on Facebook, Rise and Shine SA. You can find out more about them. Really appreciate it. Be your eyes and ears on the road this morning. 021-446-0567. 29 minutes to 7 o'clock.